The question which you have have to ask yourself. Best is before you enter the hall, but latest now. Why have I come? Why have I dropped everything? Why have I changed my schedule in such a way that I'm now here from wherever I have come? But what is my purpose in being and coming here? And what do I wish to attain in the few hours, the 24 hours? How will I spend this time? For the maximum benefit. We are all in the same situation. I may have come from Germany, you may have come from that town in England. I know Marva is coming from New Zealand. That's good. On the other side of the globe, I believe, it's a significant distance. And I've been able to move work also from America. Wow. So we have maybe not traveled so far, but we have come and we have dropped everything else to do really much. What can we obtain here? What is the opportunity? What is the invitation which this 24-hour kirtan gives us? In the Bhagavatam, it is said that Sankirtan is a group petition. As a group, we come, all of us, to drop everything else, and we come now before Parameshwaram, the Supreme Lord of everything that is, Jagadishwara, the controller of the universe, the flute player, Lord Krishna. We come and we are before his shore for a group petition. The Bhagavatam gives us an incident of such a group petition. When the world was overcrowded with immortal armies under the control of Emperor Kamsa, and it had become intolerable for the same people to live their life. Brahmanas were persecuted and forbidden to engage in yajnas. Children were killed sometimes. All spiritual activities were curtailed, forbidden. So the devatas couldn't do their work any longer. And they came in a big group to the ocean of milk. They knew inside there is an island somewhere in that ocean of milk where the Lord has taken up his residence here in this universe. So they went to the ocean of milk and they chanted together as a group the Purusha Shukta mantra and petitioned the Lord. My dear Lord, things have become unmeasurable in this universe. This Kamsa is an intercosmic demon. He's really at his alleys. Very high accomplished sorcerers and witches and good demons. Please, you must appear and give and take and handle this spread of Adama. And it is said, because they came in a group, Krishna was willing to listen to them there. But when many people come, somehow the statement which they made, the petition which they forward is heard right. more. So this is our invitation. Grow, join the group petition. Grow, join the devotees who are now in a few minutes of the star, the mama, yaya, of the petition of the Lord. This prayer, the mostly the Hare Krishna. My Lord, they will say, please purify my heart. Sri Mahaprabhu said so nicely in his prayer, I have fallen into the ocean of birth and death. I am Nanda Kanda. I'm really your servant, but I have lost this connection with you. Now kindly come to this swirling ocean of birth and death. And kindly there, take me by my neck, or when we do kirtan, I always say, take me by my throat, and bring me to you, lift me up from this terrible ocean of birth and death, and fix me, give me a place at your lotus feet, means in your circle. Please, give me a place if you are at your lotus feet. That is, let me serve everyone. Let me serve with my mind, my body, and with my words. And accept me as one of your servants, your lost servants. This is a group petition. If you chant this alone, you do your japa at home, or you do your prayers, then this is one man or one woman calling out. But during this 24-hour kirtan, our group will swell, will become significant in numbers. I heard last year we had 900 registered participants. It means most Hare Krishna's never registered, so it means 1,800. This year we have already 1,600 registered devotees. That means after the evening, I don't know if it's double the amount, but significantly more amount because of our hesitancy to register. So yes, our numbers will swell. And our group petition will become more powerful, more vocative, more loud, more intense, really. Because we will all borrow from each other the devotional seminar. I think he must have felt that when our Nitai Charan Prabhu was reciting in English the prayers, Shikshasakam, you all know them by heart, but because he's a nice devotee and serious, then he recited it, the prayers. And you could see amongst you, yes, this is a good prayer. I very much and stand behind this prayer. So, my dear devotees, this is my power to drop everything, the unnecessary luggage in the brain, that's where we have most of our stuff, most of our things which we keep occupied with are not at home. We have 70,000 unnecessary thoughts a day. Very good psychologists. So we can drop all this and we can enter the group position. Our individual voice will be strengthened by the devotional intensity which we can pick up as we see and hear most of all the other devotees chant from their heart. It's a great opportunity which we don't have when we stay at home. This opportunity is not there when you do a local japa. This opportunity is not there even when you are in a temple or visit a temple nearby. Because here are more numbers. And the devotees are focused on just chanting. I know there is a small gossip corner out there, but it's very small, very cold, and uncomfortable. So there will not be much gossip. Most of the time, and most of the devotees who are here, will be engaged in chanting and doing the group discussion. This morning I met a devotee, and we were looking together at a new venue, a beautiful new venue, which we might, if Krishna is merciful, obtain for next year. It looks like paradise, the venue, really. Very nice. Kirtan Hall, which offers a lot of, let me say, closeness that's big enough for many more for devotees are not too big, and then small and coarse rooms, meeting rooms, a beautiful landscape, and so on. So I was talking to this devotee. Soon we will all make a group petition, but I have one question. In the Bhagavad Gita, we find Ajamila, who was chanting as his deathbed the name Narayana. Ajamila was once a Brahmana, but he became a victim of lusty desires, and therefore he became married a woman of loose habits, and became involved with her, with many children, and they gave them names like little tiger and so on, because they were criminals. It was a family of criminals. Ajamila decided to call his last son, whom he got at the age of 80. He was lusty at home. At the age of 18 he was not yet satisfied, and so there was a son, and he called him Narayana. So when Narayana was only 5 years old, death overcame Ajamila, who was laying down, and as he was just about to leave his body, he saw the messengers of death, the Yamadutas, approaching him, and they have a noose in their hands, a noose by which they tear out the soul from the body. So Ajamila was panic-stricken. Now my karmic reactions come. I have murdered so many people in the process of maintaining my criminal family, and now I will have to suffer in hell. There was no doubt about it. So out of sheer terror, he called out, Narayana! Meaning the sun, not the Lord. But the Lord heard him. According to Srinivas Swami, the commentator of the Bhagavatam, he thought, this man has called my name. It's my name. I am the original Narayana. I am the first Narayana. All the other Narayans come after me. I am the Adi Narayana. So he has called for me in a helpless condition of life. He met his son, but he has called me. Now it is my duty to save this man. So he immediately dispatched his servants, the Vishnu Dutas, who came chased the Vishnu Dutas, the Yama Dutas today. You have no business here. This man has done sinful activities. He must be punished now in hell. No, you don't know what is Dharma. You better go and ask Yamaraj. He has chanted the name of the Lord, and now he is no longer to be punished by Yamaraj. We will take him. He is our man now. What's the reality? Never heard it. Yes! You ask. And the Yama Dutas went back and said that these more powerful beings, these beings of light, came and chased us away. They had weapons like swords and chakras. Now we have to, we have no business with this man. This is true. Yes, the Yama Dutas. And I was unshakable. Do you believe in this? Maybe it is that Arjuna chanted the name of this boy. And then he understood that his boy could not save him against Yama Dutas. So then he must have thought, oh my son Narayana is useless. I better talk to Narayana, the real Narayana. He's more useful at this moment for me. Is it like this, that in the beginning he did meet Narayana, but after some time he got some sense together and chanted Narayana? So did he? No, said the devotee. The scriptures say that although he chanted the name unconsciously, not meaning Narayana, Narayana heard him. The name has a Vastu Shakti, is called in Sanskrit, has an energy on its own, like any substance. You may not believe that there is a wall, but if you run towards the wall, even if you believe it's not there, positive thinking at all, and you will crush your head in the wall, because the wall has a Vastu Shakti. It's an inherent energy. It's there, and it will stop you. So the holy name has also an inherent Shanti. You may not believe in it, but it will nevertheless deliver you. This is called Parakana. It will deliver you. So, Ajamir was delivered by this Shanti, but, Majiri Gopis, the Trinity Buddhism, because he didn't know anything about his relationship in Narayana, because he had met someone else, he still needed some training in order to go back to Godhead. So he went to Haripa, and I heard, for 15 years, one time, he stayed in the temple and he learned to chant properly, build a relationship. And then after the 15 years spread, back in Sadhan Bhakti and practicing the chant, knowing who is Narayana and approaching Narayana, appealing to Narayana, petitioning Narayana, he was brought back home, back to Godhead. So, the reason why I'm saying this is that, this chanting of the holy name, especially when it's done with a proper orientation, it's called sambandha, chanting in the relationship, or petitioning the Lord, like he said, group petition, has so much power. And therefore, it is said in this chapter of the Bhagavatam, if you find to me, you will listen to this. It is, let me say who speaks this. That is from your Lord Yamaraj says, Eta Eta Vaniva Lokesmi Kumsam Dharma Padashmita Bhakti Yoga Bhagavati. Now the next line you can understand. Nama Grahanayi. Nama means the holy name. Graha means to take, accept, grab it. And Arjuna is beginning with it. So, It is said, devotional service, which begins with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, is the ultimate dharma. Om Sangama, the highest dharma for the living entities in human society. And he then says, Yamaraj says to his bewildered servants, the Yamarudas, who for the first time in their life have been stopped to take a sinful soul. He says, my dear servants, who are as good as my own sons, you're my shishus, my little babies. Just see how glorious is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Your great sinful Ajamir chanted only to call his son, not knowing that he was chanting the Lord's holy name. Nevertheless, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, he remembered Narayan, and thus he was immediately saved from the ropes of death. So this holy name is really very, very, very powerful to deliver us. And especially it is powerful, Aramadev has told us it is powerful because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us the holy name. Where I live on the banks of the lake. In the place called Gora Baba, where we worship Radhakana and a lot of places. And I have somehow gotten a little intelligence. I understood, let there be 24 hour kirtan to the Gora Baba, but because I do writing seva, I have a change room that is proper. Chanting bhajan and kirtan 24 hours. Whenever you come, then you are there. You will be Prabhupada in the background. And it makes a wonderful sound. There's one bhajan which Prabhupada chants, which he chanted very often when he was amongst us, he was alone with us. It's a song for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I thought I would read the translation of this song, because it makes this point extremely clear, and it made a very clear that we do good meditation, but we do it with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that is really strong. We are servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are connected somehow to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's our leader. We come to the Lord with our leader. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This will be especially powerful. He says, the Gorada is for Narayana staff. Oh, I am worshipping my Lord Gora Sundara. I am invited there. And by neglecting the precious jewel of prema, I have lost it. These regrets. I didn't care about Chaitanya for so long. I didn't think about prema or love of God. I have lost all my chances. I have attended to worthless trifles. Don't you say it like this in English? Trifles? Something very insignificant. Something very as important as sneezing the nose. You know. I have attended to worthless trifles. I have thrown away my real wealth. I have drowned myself in my misdeeds. I have given up the association of devotees. I have enjoyed my association with non-devotees. For this reason, now I feel all these bad reactions are coming. I have constantly drunk the deadly poison of material sense enjoyment, and thus I have not become absorbed in the sectarian mellows of Gora Kirtan. Now the Thomas Benedict, I have not, I have how do you say this? There's an ocean of rasa, but I have taken my bath in stale dish water, too hot and too poisonous. It burns my skin, this material life. Now there's a big rasa ocean, I have not taken care of this. For what happiness does this life continue? Why doesn't Narottam Das simply die? So I hear this Bhajan, not 24 hours a day, because I don't have any verses, but at least 10 times a day, Prabhupada sings, you know, my love, I've wasted my life. And then as he sings, Gaura Gaura, Navaito, why is this a question of when you get the song?
Don't be dull-minded, be alert in your chanting,
Also, I want to welcome our internet chanters to sit behind the computers. And my recommendation is, when you engage in kirtan, try to not make it a background music, you know, like you make here in the shopping mall, some background music, you know, subliminal sounds which cause you to buy more. Let the kirtan not become a background music, let it become the foreground music. Let it be in front. So you might just sit down. I try once. I drop everything else, and not your plate if you're eating, but everything else, and then chant, sing, be there fully there. Then there's more advantage. Then you don't have to wait for another 15 years when you are sent to Haridwar. But you can have this information. Krishna, should we start?